quarter's up. Back to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. Live from Norwalk, WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Well, now, how in the world could we come to Norwalk if we don't get to check in with the Maritime Aquarium? And today I have both Anne-Marie and Rachel sitting across from me here at the Silver Star Diner. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Glad to have you here. Anne-Marie, I'm going to start with you because I was super bummed. I had kind of a medical thing, nothing major, everyone. It's okay. Happened on Monday. But you guys had your cruises come back and had a media preview this week. What's going on with the cruises and what are they for people who don't realize what the Maritime Aquarium offers this time of year?
Yeah, it's super exciting. We have a new vessel called the RV Sound Explorer. And we have public cruises called the Marine Life Encounter, where we take people out on Long Island Sound to look at all the different animals that are there, identify them, and help us collect information about them. So it's a great way to get hands-on with the animals of the Sound.
And you guys only do this really in the summer season, right?
Yeah, so our public cruises are going to start June 25th.
Okay.
And then they're Wednesday through Sunday in the afternoons for anybody who wants to come on board.
That's so cool. What else is happening in the summer? I know you guys have a great summer camp program as well.
Yeah, our summer camp is really fun. We have programs for 6 to 8-year-olds, 9 to 12, and 13 to 15. All of our programs expose kids to our animals, behind the scenes, and hands-on activities in the aquarium and out in the field. So our campers do get to go on board our vessel and go to the beach, too.
It's so hands-on, and I just think no matter what age group I feel like kids are in, there's the interest in animals and the environment and things like that. But I also think they're learning skills just to be good to the earth, even when they're adults, and to pass those skills on to other people. I don't know if you agree.
I wholeheartedly agree. We're helping, form the next generation of environmental stewards. And we've had kids that have come through our camp programs, then joined our teen volunteer programs and have interned with us. So it's great to see kind of kids grow up in our world of the Long Island Sound.
Yeah. And again, that was Anne-Marie with Maritime Aquarium. I also want to talk about, we talk Long Island Sound and certainly our waterways. Let's talk a little bit about the aquatic animals out there, Rachel, if you don't mind, because we had a couple of news stories. Shout out to one of my bosses, Keith Dakin, who was all about the shark news, all about the lobster news. And I'm like, well, good thing we've got the Maritime Aquarium coming on because I can ask them at the diner tour. So let's start with the sharks. There was a news story this month that apparently, there was a shark spotting either in or around near Connecticut. And of course, people are wondering, what can we expect with shark populations?
Of course, yeah. I know there's been shark spottings up in Massachusetts. There is a great white shark nursery up there.
There it is. That was it. Yep, gotta love it. Yeah. And of course, it's Jaws anniversary. So anyways, continue.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's totally natural. We're seeing these shark populations come back. And the summertime is usually when they'll come inshore. They come in for the warmer water, and also they follow the prey. And great white sharks, for them in particular, it's seals. So you tend to see them more around the areas with seals. And I think the spotting you're talking about was related to a seal as well. So that must be what you're
Okay. Yeah. And I mean, other than we obviously have seals that are at the aquarium, but we don't really have too many seals out in Long Island Sound.
We do have seals out in Long Island Sound. Usually we actually see them in the wintertime.
Interesting.
That's part of the seal spotting cruises that we occasionally do in the winter. But in Long Island Sound, we have not had confirmed sightings of great white sharks. We have dusky sharks, sand tiger sharks, dogfish. And those sharks aren't really associated with people, so not something that we have to worry about here in Long Island Sound. And, of course, sand tiger sharks, something that you can see at the aquarium, are something that are protected both locally and also critically endangered on the IUCN.
We actually had for our WACC annual Bluefish Tournament, I want to say it was last year, I interviewed a guy who was competing here in Connecticut, and he caught a shark instead of a bluefish. Obviously, unfortunately, he didn't win the contest for that, but I mean, it was pretty impressive, and he was on a paddleboard. It was a whole thing. But, I mean, is it something that people should be thinking about? Do the sharks ever come in close enough, like to the beaches, that people should be worrying? Because, of course, it's neat to hear it in the news, but people are like, I don't want to really see them that up close.
I mean, it's incredibly rare. There's like a less than 1 in 4 million chance, I think, of getting bit by a shark.
That's
and last
good.
Year, there were 46 shark bites worldwide.
Wow.
In Connecticut, I think there's been 3 shark bites ever. So the last one in 1960. So not really something you have to worry about. Of course, as I mentioned, sharks follow the food. So for a blue fishing competition, that makes sense that you'd see sharks. You know, they're following the fish. So if you're catching a fish, a shark might see the fish on the line and go after it by accident.
That makes sense. And again, Maritime Aquarium here, knowing everything going on out in the water. What about the lobsters? There was, you know, not to, you know, bring down the conversation, but lobster populations, not just here in Connecticut, but really across New England, are down. And it sounds like it's the temperature of the water that's impacting it. And I'm wondering what you could tell us about that.
Yeah, the lobster industry in Connecticut used to be really big. And then in the late 90s, a combination of factors caused it to basically collapse. So there's not a whole lot of lobstering going on in Long Island Sound right now. Around here, we get most of our lobsters from Maine, which that industry ended up picking up a lot after the 90s when the Connecticut industry collapsed. But with warming temperatures, there's a possibility that those lobsters could shift north. Lobsters prefer colder temperatures. They actually have a pretty hard thermal tolerance at 68 degrees. So when those colder waters go above that threshold, it's hard for them to survive. They can succumb to a variety of diseases. So,
yikes.
You know, as temperatures warm, we might see more lobsters shifting up towards Canada, but it's hard to say at this point.
I was wondering, so it's funny because, I mean, you're certainly noticing that lobster prices have gone up for the Connecticut residents who love getting their lobster. They've noticed it's so much more just for like a lobster roll. And I said probably because we're getting our lobsters further north, and I'm wondering once we have to start getting them from Canada, how expensive a lobster roll is going to really get. I'm seeing Amory's face, and she's like, I don't even want to go there. It's a lot. But I mean, you learn so much. You know, this is just a small conversation we get to have on WACC, but these are the types of conversations that people can have at the Maritime Aquarium. If people want more information, want to visit, especially once kids are out of school, what do you suggest they do?
Well, of course, you know, definitely come visit the Maritime Aquarium. Come support us. We do some work to help save the lobsters. We're removing derelict lobster traps. Those are lobster traps that have been abandoned out in Long Island Sound. They're basically ghost fishing right now, which means animals can get trapped inside them, but nobody's removing them. So, you know, we're getting out there and removing those traps so that animals don't get stuck. And, of course, when it comes to sharks, you know, people might have a lot of misconceptions about sharks, but they're really not a threat to people. Sand tiger sharks are not interested in people. So coming to the aquarium, you can come see our sharks, see what they look like, come hear a dive presentation, and learn more about them. And that's really one of the best ways to help support.
Yeah, and there's definitely so much to love. I know we're huge fans of the IMAX Theater. There's so much going on at the Maritime Aquarium. Make sure you check out maritimeaquarium.org. And I want to thank you both, Rachel and Anne-Marie, for what you do at Maritime Aquarium, but also for joining us here on WACC. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.